This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to detour now into a supply chain story. It comes to us courtesy of the automobile industry. Intel announced this week it's buying the Israeli company Mobileye for about $15 billion. It's all part of the chipmaker's attempt to become a leader in the development of self-driving cars. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
The Intel deal is fuel for those who say the tech industry will take over car making. But, says David Laker of wealth investment firm Robert W. Baird,
as these tech companies are looking into the auto space, or the auto companies looking into the tech space,
automakers have been slow to get new technology into cars. Laker says that's largely because the technology has to be really robust and work in vehicles in all kinds of conditions.
In a car at 25 below zero, 120 degrees above zero, lasts for 10 years without any real changes.
As for tech companies, they tend to release consumer products on a breakneck timeline and expect more immediate results. That's fine if you're making smartphones or flat-screen TVs, but when your technology is steering a car and people's lives depend on it, you'd better get it right. Sam Abuel-Samid is a senior analyst with Navigant Research. He says car makers are eager to acquire tech knowledge because if an autonomous vehicle crashes, they could be liable.
They can make sure they get it properly validated and tested. They don't want to have to be dependent on someone else for that guarantee of performance once these systems are out on the road.
And he says acquiring high-tech expertise and the companies who have it gives them greater market share and less risk. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.